You're listening to 88.5 KNKX, and it's quite a surprise for Mariners fans for the team to be close to first place in the American League West at this time of year. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick about what's happened so far and what might be in store for the rest of the season.
Art, Mariners fans aren't used to this kind of success at this point in the season. Let's break down what's happening.
Yeah, normally the Mariners are out of contention by Memorial Day, and here they are winning 9 out of 10 games and challenging the Houston Astros for the lead in the American League West. It's a remarkable run that I don't think anybody foresaw, and it was even more remarkable because it was based on starting pitching. They were getting quality starts from almost everybody in the rotation, and the bullpen was backing it up with great finishes in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. So it was a nice balance, and then they lost a couple during the week to Texas and came back to earth a bit, but it did establish that they do have quality talent. The thing they didn't have in that streak was any real displays of offense. The Mariners were actually leading all of baseball in one-run wins, but I think Scott Servais, the manager, would have really enjoyed an 8-2 win somewhere in there just to take the pressure off everybody. But a win is a win, and they did put themselves into contention for the postseason.
Where they have faltered in starting pitching is with Felix Hernandez.
Right. If you could look at this as a vehicle with 5 tires, Felix is the flat one in the rotation right now. He's struggled at the beginning of games, and he struggled at the conclusion of his turn, which is usually in the 5th or 6th innings. I think at the beginning what's happening is that Felix is not bringing the same mental edge that he develops as the game goes on. I think at the end of games, it's really a function of fatigue. They've got to try to get him into the 6th inning without loading the bases. They're nursing him along. There's a lot of conversation about it. James Paxton is clearly the ace of the staff, and there's been other contributions, so it doesn't look so bad, but Felix has really got to pull it together if he's going to be a contributor.
Well, the Mariners have made a big move to fortify their pitching and their fielding as well.
Right. They made a great trade with the Tampa Bay Rays, who were in town this weekend. They acquired a relief pitcher, Alex Colome, who led the American League in saves last year. Colome will be pitching the 8th inning ahead of Edwin Diaz, their great closer. And the combination there is probably as strong as the Mariners have had in 15 years. And then they also acquired Denard Span, a 34-year-old outfielder who gives them a lot of depth and versatility that they lacked ever since the Ichiro episode exposed the fact that they don't have a solid backup in left field. They've needed one, and Span, I think, is going to be a guy who can play all positions, including center. So Servais has a lot of options now with his outfielders. That's a long-term addition, I think, that will be helpful for the rest of the season. And I think Span is going to be a big help regardless of position he plays in the outfield. I think Colome has gotten a great opportunity here to create a dominant bullpen as long as the other guys hold form. It's been a little sloppy here in the middle of the week, but I think there's an opportunity here for this bullpen to stay sharp, and maybe the Mariners can actually get that 5th and final wild card spot.
That's what I was going to say. 16-year playoff drought. What are you thinking at this point in the season?
Well, I think Jerry DePoto, the general manager, made this trade as something of a reward for these guys being as good as they are. That tells them that the management has faith in their ability to sustain, and they made this move to try to create some momentum. That was a smart move by DePoto. He gave up 2 minor league pitchers who weren't going to factor in the 2018 season for 2 players who were going to contribute this season. You can tell the urgency is upon DePoto and the rest of the Mariners to get it done now, and I think they've given themselves a shot.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.